I'm asking. Whoever's standing right now, just sit down. The relation, the attitude towards the friend is like the creator. The means are as important as the goal. Except for man, Adam, there is no reality, only the creator. And whatever seems to be outside of me, outside of him, it's only to confuse him, because in that way he can tune himself to reach the feeling of the creator. That's why around us there is nothing but the presence of the creator that we have to accept and organize ourselves in a way that truly nothing will be as a separation between us and the creator. And my friends are only helping me with that. So according to what we read from Shamati 4 about the reason for the heaviness in the work, man's goal is to reach dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, on one hand. On the other hand, he writes, to reach the feeling of the Creator. Number three, I have to reach the state that I'm the servant of God. Fourth, that I have to reach a quality of love and bestow, to self-annulment. To the fact that I have to conceal myself from the Creator. How are all these things together? How are they realized in one state, which is called the goal? That state I have to reach in my correction and my perfection. They are supposedly canceling each other, opposites. Is that clear? After each dvikut, I have to discover the Creator, I have to conceal myself from the Creator, I have to be in bestowal, I have to be in faith, I have to be in connection with everybody, in importance, and how are all these things, how do they all become and gather into one state, the final corrected state? Please. Everyone says just a bit, and the other one completes him. Just be concerned about the mutual work. And the answer should be there. One answer between everybody. Yes.
There's one system, perfect system. We're a small part of it. At first we feel ourselves that small part. There is no system. We have to make great efforts in order to fill one whole system.
It's like this novel that we're reading about. It's like a very complicated relationship that brings us into one goal. And we really discover in relation to the friends that there's so many friends and so many different relationships that are revealed, that if I just include all of them, they lead me to this one whole with a lot of discernments.
We are nothing other than the friends. Everything, every friend reveals something, so I reveal the same thing. I am concerned with what the friend reveals as if it was revealed inside of me.
Man's goal is to reach dvikut with the Creator. That the Creator will be revealed in him, that he will feel him, that he will attain him. And that's it, he has to reach equivalence of form with the quality of bestowal. So there's all kinds of different ways or expressions or how to reach that.
Indeed, if we try to understand all these concepts, forms, and different manners of work in our ego, in ourselves, for ourselves, then it seems contradicting, opposite, doesn't fit. But if we relate to them towards what is outside of ourselves, the friends, everything we see around us, mainly the friends, then it all unites into one force. There's none else besides him. It's a different form of discernment.
Yes, all these forms, all these discernments are clothed in the whole system that is outside of us, which is the system of the friends, of the souls. And then there's no problem that in one system, complicated system, there's also organs that are supposedly doing opposite actions, but they're all towards the same goal.
All those ways mentioned, they have but one goal, which is the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. How can I, through those ways, can eventually gather, as the friends said, and come to the equivalence of form with the Creator? And this is something I discovered through the work with my friends who are close to me and have a greater influence over me.
With the friends, we all together, if we annul and unite and try to reach the state of avut, we demand that state called bestowal, and we reach the revelation of the Creator, which is the quality of bestowal.
And indeed, all the friends are in wholeness and the recognition of the Creator and then the recognition of the quality of bestowal, and only me in my attitude still didn't make this adaptation to know this system, the greatness of the Creator. In that place, I have the conditions in order to change my attitude. So instead of observing, I will go out to them, and I also reach equivalence of form with my friends as well.
These conditions and the awareness that blocks me into going into the system, the work with the friends where you attain the Creator, all those terms that are above me, they have one key that can help us, and it's called faith. And faith can connect between all those things together and to be like the bed that upon it we can realize all these demands for attaining the goal.
If we look at the purpose of creation, we see that the friends give us a great opportunity. There is a focus point in us, and there is an external focus, which is our friends. And every time we try to be there at that point with the friends, then we feel this force coming back on us. And this is a constant ping-pong, and this is a great revelation that we know that there's something we can build here, that nature is not pushing us. We have to push it ourselves and raise it. And for that purpose, we have all those means that we've been hanging on for a long time now.
Why should we reach the feeling of the Creator? Why reaching the feeling of the Creator is called the goal of creation? Why reaching the feeling of the Creator when I feel Him completely? Why is that called the goal or the purpose of creation?
This is the greatest thing that exists in the reality. This is the greatest fulfillment that can fulfill the will to receive.
The Creator is the whole, the bestower, the giver, the lover, and as a force with such a quality and such a tendency, if He created a created being that He wants to bestow too, he wouldn't create a creature that is lower than him in something, because someone with love, 100% love, would want to bestow 100%. So truly, the goal for man is to be as the Creator. Because if he is less at him in something, it's not love. It's not perfection of bestow.
It is called the purpose of creation because to feel the force of bestow, it means that I feel it outside of me. I feel it in the kelim which are outside of me. And if I can feel that there, it means that I bestow upon them. It means that I am in an equivalence of form with that quality, with that force. And this is the purpose of creation, to be in the degree of the Creator, to be a bestower.
Because it's reaching the true perception of reality, where I am connected to one desire, where all of nature is one desire. And what seems to me is a lot of desires that are colliding with one another, it's a false and temporary picture.
The feeling of the Creator is to actually to see the discernment of bestow. If I can be in a state where I discern how bestow works in the entire reality, that means that I already start thinking, or even more so, to equalize myself with the Creator, which is the goal, because then I become a part of that system of bestow.
The Creator is the quality of bestow, which fulfills the entire of reality, loves all of reality, and to discover it, to receive that quality, means that we can also participate in that love.
Usually, if it is not asked about what he wants before his birth, whether to give him life or not, and there we have an illusion of as if we are discussing about ourselves before our birth, but the purpose is to give us life, and we're discussing the greatness of the life that are waiting for us just in a moment, which is the purpose of life.
Like an embryo who doesn't know what he'll be like when he's born, everything that'll bring us to that state is the question, what is the meaning of my life or the meaning of this existence? And look, it's a fact, we're all here, and this is our mother. That question, that's why the answer has to be the Father, and that's to be equivalent to the Creator, and the answer is in Rav and in the books and in you. So that term for me is the truth.
If he is the mind, if he created everything, if he is behind everything, if I can attain his mind, then I realize the purpose of creation.
Well, finally, the goal is to reach Dvekut with the Creator, and that means unity with all of the friends, and in that full unity with the friends, above all the rejections and changes we go through, that is where we attain the Creator.
The Creator is the most advanced form that can be for me. There is no more advanced form than that. Therefore, if I come to feel the Creator, if I come to the equivalence of form with Him, then I have realized my destiny.
What other goal can the creation have if not attaining the Creator?
What does it mean for us that the whole earth is filled with His glory? What does it mean for us that the whole earth is full of His glory? That His glory surrounds the world, His glory fulfills everything. What does it mean for us? What does it mean for me?
It means that in every form of relation of me to the friends, if I annul myself and I'm concerned about the friends and I treat them like my children, I can discover that form, the quality of bestowal. And then in every discernment in my desire, I can see them as great and as being in Ein Sof.
It means that I have two situations I can be in, either in tendency and coming closer to it, or the other way around, to drift away from it and hatred, rejection, and distancing from everyone else. This is the distancing, and coming closer to him is expressed in a warm attitude, warm relationship, that he wants to come and reveal that the whole earth is full of his glory.
His glory fills the world means to me that I just have to annul in front of every state, every friend, every thought in my head, and understand that he is the good and benevolent. And when it all connects, I just can be in full confidence and faith in him that there's someone watching me.
The whole earth is full of his glory means that here in our group I actually continue what the friends are saying. I receive everything in order to connect everything and to move and live inside the souls of my friends, to live there as my own kids. It's the best example there is.
I discover with the friends that all the desires are at the end, they're all the quality of bestowal and love that doesn't depend on anything. And I discover it against all of my corrupted imagination that there is more desires and more things. But finally, the one thing that controls the reality is the whole earth is full of his glory, that the quality of bestowal is working in every moment and every second.
The distancing and the corrupted illusion are simply a desire which is not directed correctly. The whole earth is full of his glory means that our whole desire will be filled with the quality of bestowal, with an appreciation for the Creator. So this is the most important thing that one can get, to fulfill the desire with the importance of the Creator. That will enable us to love each other, to operate together as one man with one heart in love of friends.
When there's a reality that is hidden from me right now, a perfect reality, and I can't grasp it like that, and I must, with the friends or any means I have and any tricks I can have, in every moment to try and determine my relation, the correct relation, that this is a perfect reality and not as I see it and grasp it right now.
It turns out that it is as if I compete with my perception on his existence, the quality of his soul. I take the entire place right now, and I'm sure that everything revolves around me. And gradually we acquire the quality of bestowal, and we realize that it is what fulfills everything, and we will want for the friends. We will be able to reveal through them that the Creator fulfills the everything.
Oh, so me, finally, I'm all activated by the quality of bestowal, even I think that I'm desire to receive. I'm all activated by that software called the quality of bestowal. And if from being activated, I become the activator, so that highest degree, that's the goal.
The whole earth is full of his glory is the desire, the corrected desire, with the light of Chasadim and Chochmah, where the Creator is revealed to the fullest. And in order to reach that, we are the broken pieces of the desire, or you, the my part of the broken desire, We have to make a great effort in order to increase the glory of the Lord in our eyes, to impart His greatness upon each other, His importance, in every possible way, in thought, speech and action. And this is how we gradually bring our desire closer to be one and to reveal the one Creator.
What is the difference between Dvekut in the friends and Dvekut in the Creator? What is the difference between Dvekut in the friends to Dvekut in the Creator? Adhesion. Quality, quantity, in what way, in what? What is the difference? We say that from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. We don't say it's the same thing. So what is the difference? Let's go.
It's like we've been saying in recent days that we go to the Congress not in order to unite between us, rather we want to unite with the Creator, and this is why we unite among us.
We unite between us in order to discover who's connecting between us. It can be that there's dvikut with the friends without dvikut with the Creator.
It's hard for me to understand what is the difference, because eventually the friends and in my interaction with them, this is actually the Creator. So what is the difference? The only thing I can see is that in the friends themselves, this is something I can relate to, as something close to me, and to find the way, the correct way to work, so that eventually I will be able to name everything that I see the Creator.
Well, the Rabash's example is so strong that he felt all his friends is all dancing together, and then he disappeared inside them. That is one state. And later on, it becomes the Shekhinah, that in her we discover that force that does everything.
I can't investigate the Creator directly, therefore he gave me this reality of the point in the heart, inside the hearts of my friends, that I can examine. I can always check how it influences me, and the moment I discover it, this is what I want to magnify, so that later on it will impart upon me the greatness of the Creator. He gave me this game that I can reach the Creator directly, brother, but through all of these crooked ways, we will find the direct way.
He created reality in such a way that the friends are what my knowledge right now can still hold on to, and that's why I have to do work to hold on to them. And if I succeed, so that extra element is added that brings me back to the faith that there's something much greater, and that melting that the Rabash says in that place, that's where that space is open, called Shekhinah, or some place that you can truly, through the friends, but only the end of the friends, once you enter them and everything was fulfilled with the friends, nothing is left, then the bigger reality opens up, the true place, that bed that upon it the Creator is revealed, that only He exists and all the other reality exists.
The friends are actually like supporting wheels that help me reach the Creator. And if we take that pure, clear state, so let us take a person according to what I heard Rav saying yesterday, so the furthest away person, someone whom I don't know and don't even care about, he reflects my attitude towards the Creator. So the friends are helping wheels, supporting wheels to reach the Creator.
Well, to continue the friends, it sounds that in the end of this process of the work, it's all one, the Creator and the friends. It's not, there's no difference, but while we're working, we supposedly want to discover the Creator, but there's no other way to approach this imaginary thing only through the friends. That's the key, that's the only point in this whole obscurity I have that I can even approach what we're talking about.
The Creator is revealed in the friends, it is revealed through the friends, and that is the only approach I can have. So the first stage is to adhere to the friends, which is the beginning of adhering in with the Creator, and only then I can feel the force that is revealed through them, and to aspire to adhere to that force even more, which is an extra adherence with the friends.
Except for me, there's only the upper force, the Creator. So there is no difference between Dvikut with the friends and Dvikut with the Creator. Only right now, from the state of Katnut, of weakness, it seems that there is some kind of difference. But truthfully, when the Creator puts you in front of me, He's doing the work a lot more concrete, a lot more in practice.
If the Creator fulfills the whole world, the whole earth is full of His glory, then person, to the extent that he respects the Creator, glorifies Him, respects Him, appreciates Him, accordingly, he is coming closer to Him. And that seems very egoistically, isn't it so? Yeah. See, so how does it happen? Why is it so? Why, to the extent that I respect the Creator, I'm telling Him, oh, you're fine, you're great, you are the Almighty, good and mighty, full of grace, and so on and so forth, that allows me to come closer to Him. Why? It is so dirty, isn't it so? So can you solve the problem?
As much as a person can praise the Creator, it's not as much as he can praise, it's as much as he does it by the result of the friends bestowing to him, as much as he annulled towards the society, that the society praises the Creator. And as an opportunity we got as a society to be in Dvikut with Him, then He can say that He's doing that act of praising and gratitude. Man has nothing but to hate the Creator, but only as much as he annuls to the friends, he can say that he receives the glory from them.
And every depiction of the Creator as something external is indeed dirty, filthy, and disgusting. But if we look at the Creator as a quality of an attitude that I develop, that I relate to Him this way, then the meaning of the words is different then. Meaning, if I come closer to bestow upon my friends and the others to what is outside of me, then it gets its true meaning.
The Creator created a desire. It'll never change. Meaning, if I use my desire in order to reach Him, to reach the goal, then that's the correct usage. I can't cancel my desire. He created Him. What am I canceling Him?
With an extra connection to the friends, I change and I receive qualities of bestowal. And these are the names that I'm saying with respect to the Creator. In that, I come closer to Him. I come closer to Him through a greater bestowal upon Him. This is what brings me closer to Him.
Truthfully, it turns out that only through my importance I can absorb Him. In the importance of the friends, I can absorb Him. And the actions I do to the friends, that's why in the end there's like words that I give gratitude for, the importance that grows in me. It becomes like a bigger vessel of perception.
To name something, you have to know it. And whether we relate to it in egoistic or altruistic attitude, which is the Creator, this is only because we don't have the language to understand where we're headed, where we're going to. All we have to do is talk to our friends, to work, to want, to increase the importance through the friends, the longing, the yearning, and not to try to ascribe, to hold on to any quality that we know, because then everything begins to seem irrational, like saying that he's an egoistic in order for me to do the right action. All we have to do is work in faith above reason. We shall do and we shall reach. And when we will reach that London, perhaps we will be able to name him or give him a certain quality.
Well, it's like a child. And I want to give my child everything, to take whatever he wants. But only if he advances correctly. If he takes everything and goes in the wrong direction, that's not good. And if the direction is correct, so that is good. So here, with the direction, the friends help us in directing us to the same place, that the quality of bestow will be above the quality of receiving. And then I can use everything the Creator gives me, and my direction will always be correct. And that, everything's okay?
Okay, and...
All we have to do is uplift the importance of the friends, because if we will do that, that this is our means, this is where the Creator is revealed, this is our opening for revelation, so there will be indeed a place for the Creator to come and be revealed.
If all the names or compliments we give to the Creator, if I can finally attain it, it'll be something that I've reached. So there's nothing that I'm giving somebody some compliment and they're giving it back to me. It's degrees that I'm actually attaining.
I don't appreciate the Creator, that word called Creator. I appreciate his attitude, that he is a loving force wanting to bestow. What I appreciate is the way he gave us the opportunity to come and appreciate him, which is revealed through the friends in different extreme insane ways, which is hugging, loving, and through separation and hatred. But the beauty about the road he paved for us is that it is only in order for us to attain how much he loves us, people, the creatures, and this is what I cherish and praise.
Still, why, according to my importance to the Creator, I can feel him more? The more the Creator is important to me, I can feel him more. Why? What, he opens himself to me? Well, we said the whole earth is full of His glory. Why? According to my importance to the Creator, I can feel Him. If He's more important, I feel more. If He's less important, I feel less. Yes?
The importance gives us the opportunity to reject our own nature, which is to receive. And the more important He is in my eyes, I'm prepared to disregard my nature and to be concerned only about my friends, only to those who are outside of me, not to think about myself at all. Otherwise, I would always be concerned of how to satisfy my own desire.
And that importance is expressed in the importance that I give that quality of bestowal, as much as I appreciate it. And to the measure that I reject it, I run away from it. The more I move closer to it, I appreciate it.
I define for myself the importance of this parameter, of what is important to things that I devote my time to, my thoughts, the way I act, the way I operate, my whole being. So the greater the importance of the Creator is in my eyes, then I begin to operate like Him, with an equivalence of form with Him, to be in bestowal.
The importance is from thought, from us depicting in all kinds of different ways the importance of bestowal in society. And we build and build the importance upon our ego.
Also, in this world, my senses work much better when something is important for me. Also, in this world, the importance increases for everything, may it be study, work, money, kids. The moment something is important for me, my senses open up and I absorb everything completely differently. Also, the light is revealed in my will to receive. I reveal it there. But corresponding to the sensors and the importance that I reveal for it, I open it. It's the same electric cable that can even be turned off or turned on.
My natural tendency is the desire to receive. They say man is where his thought is. And the more I have importance to bestow, to the quality of bestow, the Creator, the friends, then I'm in it more. So the natural tendency is to receive. So the more there's importance, it's the more actions I do to exit myself. Every time I can hold on the importance greater than me of the friends and the Creator, the quality of bestow, that is another way for me to exit myself. It's like another click in that general machine that advances us toward that place that there is no this black shut down vessel called the desire to receive.
To continue what a friend said, everything that is important to me takes over me. The more it is important for me, it takes over my emotions, my whole being, everything. And if I reach a situation where the Creator is the most important thing for me, then I feel Him. It happens naturally.
Next question. Why, in a certain sensitivity, tendency, relation to the friends that are the most distant from the world BB group, why do I become the closest to the Creator? As much as I'm closer to the distant friends, I am closer to the Creator. What's the connection?
Barul, can?
Now, is that clear? The question, you heard the question, right? What? There's somebody in Honolulu, in São Paulo, I don't care where, Alaska, distant, I never heard of from him. If I feel that I'm concerned about him more and more and more, it's a sign that I am closer to the Creator more. Why? What? Come on.
The question is clear. It's hard to answer it. It seems to me that it is related to the measure of concealment. The more distance the friend is, the more disconnected he is from me. I can invent that there's a friend in Honolulu and I can relate to it. I don't even know if he exists or not. It's like the Creator. I don't know if he exists or not. This is something abstract. This is something that I have to feel closer to me, and if I will make the required effort, then perhaps I will feel it this way.
The more the friend is distant, the measure of his yearning for the goal, longing for the goal, is bigger. So if I'm able to connect to such a desire, I attain a bigger kli. And we see it through the friends that finally connect and how we cling to each other and gather all those sparks together.
What is a distance friend? A distance friend, it's the same part of mine which I don't feel. I don't feel it as close to me as like you, for example. So it is a more convenient for the will to receive, to work, to invest in something, to take care of something which is closer to his heart, is to closer to his feelings and eyes. But quite the contrary, it is the distance friend who is forcing me to do work which is less convenient for my will to receive, but specifically through such great efforts, this is an expression of my will to invest in something of less conveniency. And if it is directed towards the purpose of creation and towards the Creator, then accordingly a greater surrounding light, a more powerful surrounding light is working on us.
Through those friends, the importance of the goal is clarified. The unity that they hold on to is felt as they go through a lot more bumps. It's harder to hold on to. And it really awakens inspiration and importance toward the work we have to deal with every day.
I'm really jealous of the friends who really has such roles of maintaining contact with their friends who are distance from us, and I see that they have a very special inspiration. Their attitude is, they are so much more sensitive. They're like a protecting mother for her kids.
Last night they spit around and message to be in Kavanot for some group that was stuck in snow and they had to reach the flight. So I did the best I could, and I really tried to see how I can connect to them, how I can get into some kind of Kavanah that they'll succeed, and it was work. It was, and suddenly I had this fear inside of me that I don't even know what city they're from. I can't even depict that state they're in. But still, the efforts brought to this moment that I felt that I'm really in some pain, that I can't be at the convention if they won't be there with me. and that gave me some understanding of what the Rav is asking right now.
A distant friend, well, it can be that a distant friend is not by where he is in reality. He can be far away from me, far away, distance, but he's a friend to the path. And that connection draws a much powerful light in the connection between us. And this is why the Creator is closer. It's like, for instance, Malchut de Malchut. When we correct Malchut de Malchut with the Masach, then we draw the greatest and the most powerful light for Keter. We fulfill the whole Kli by connecting everything together.
Reach this simple formula that my desire to the Creator becomes much bigger if they help me connect to that distant point from me, the Paltzuf, the language. Then I demand the Creator to help me much more over all these things that are discovered in me to connect me to them.
Seemingly, this distancing of the place, of the shape, form, the question is, where do I start measuring from? If I start measuring from the center here, which is seemingly me, then it is distance. But if I measure proximity and disparity, which is the Creator, then He is the closest, because as the friend said, if he's far away, meaning he has a much greater desire and deficiency, meaning he's much closer to the Creator than me. And the fact that I call it distance, so it means that I have the wrong tools to measure.
Our measurement tools are, we see that we and the Creator are the quality of bestow in front of the quality of receiving, two opposites, like two opposite magnets that reject each other. And that distant friend in Alaska that's sitting, I can't see him on the screen here, I don't see his face, and I'm not even bumping into him here, and there's nobody here to remind me about him. So it's the same thing, it's the same relation.
And this is why we really need the importance of the goal, so that from that point of the purpose of revealing the Creator, we will have to use that means of the friends in order to make an effort to feel every friend as someone close to us.
Bala Sulam writes in the article, The Reason for the Heaviness, that the main thing that man needs is to discover the reality of the Creator that fulfills the entire world. How can we receive that task, that direction upon us today? And how can we hold each other throughout the day? Let's take it as an exercise for now, even though this should be the devotion through our entire life. How can we, since we're here, we come together, we're connected, we want to connect and so on, how do we actualize that tendency to discover that the whole earth is full of His glory? Today, during the day, what are we going to do in order to discover that? Please.
Revealing the Creator can happen only through the friend, so we have to increase and use every means that is forcing us to connect, to rise above our ego, things that are revealed in us, disturbances of friends along the way, physical, emotional, everything that is revealed inside the friends, to reflect it, to see in it the revelation of the Creator and His efforts to unite us.
אנחנו
Each one, it's clear to him why he's here. Only in the unity between us can we start where the Creator wants us to start. And through this circle, this strong circle that is full of light and force like waves, we can illuminate towards all of the close ones, the distant ones, and all of humanity. That's our purpose, why we're sitting here. And all of humanity, we want to bring it to Dvikut, with the Creator. So we have to try and be in that thought constantly. The most important thing is to be concerned of each other in Arvut and hold on to one another, that we don't leave this thought. It's me, it's my relatives, the more distant ones, and all of humanity, in order to bring it to the Creator to bestow. If this thought dwells in each other, it'll only happen if we are concerned about each other. So we have to amplify the Arvut between us.
The last 2 days, we could really feel that we're on this, on the direction of generating this atmosphere to reveal it with all the live broadcast. I'm sitting there and I feel that I just put the earphones there and I get into the aquarium with my friends. Don't even have to be here in this building. And that feeling, that atmosphere which we generate, becomes more and more evident live in every opportunity to connect again and again and again. And we have to delve into it deeper and deeper and to keep on building this constant workshop between us and to bring it to be much more tangible throughout the day.
I agree. We have to give more importance to the connection during the day of what's happening here in the world, Klian. By that, we can receive this very intense wind atmosphere that's and purposeful atmosphere that's blowing here.
Those hours I'm here with you in the early morning, this is the preparation for the rest of the day. And in the rest of the day, all these disturbances come my way, and you feel that you're all alone because you are included with the 99. You're not with your friends. And the more I will work here more seriously and will open my heart and I will buy my friends as best as I can, so for the rest of the day I will be connected differently. Not right now, I'm falling like freestyle. I'm talking from my own personal experience.
We can't speak about the Creator Himself because He has no form, no name, no borders, nothing. We only speak about Him on behalf of the vessels. How can I talk about Him through the vessels, through the friends? When I say the earth is filled with His glory, what does that mean on behalf of the vessel, which is me? In what way do I have to be? In what form? To reach importance of the Creator. What is that on behalf of the vessel? How do we realize and actualize, not to speak about something that doesn't exist? The Creator is a form that is clothed, that exists in the creature. That's why He's called Bore, come and see. How do we, can we speak about feeling Him, attaining Him on behalf of the vessels, of my vessels? How do the friends take place in this, the group, the convention, everything we're doing? Just start something, the rest during the day. It'll clarify. Let's go.
I think that what we have started to do is extremely important. It really changes our reality. Those last 2 days and the workshop that never ends, it's always there. It really transforms reality entirely. I'm not here. I'm not in this building. Watch it on Sviva Tova and different places in the theater. It's always with me. Sometimes it is felt like Rav said, you smoke a cigarette for the first time. It's disgusting, but at the same time, you feel that this is something very, very important that is happening now, that it changes you. You are in a different reality.
To continue the friend, we're in the peak of the attack right now against all of the rejections and everything that shows up in us. We can enlarge our longing that the Creator will be revealed between us, that He will connect us, and on that we're hitting the hardest we can.
With the help of Rav, the books, and you, now we are increasing that yearning, and later on we all go to the rest of the day, and we have to remember that His glory is in everything. He is the entire reality, meaning if whatever I do is for Him, and the friend from Honolulu, the world clearly is here, and every action that I am doing, sitting, drinking coffee with someone, His glory is there. And I have to relate to every such situation as an opportunity that we're given, especially if you come from far away. This is the opportunity. His glory is in every action. And if every action that we will do, no matter what will come our way, to cut onion, to broadcast, to do anything, this is where His glory is. And if we'll bring all that into the yearning of every action that we will do throughout the whole day, the rest of the day will be His glory. The end of the day will be His glory.
Yeah, to continue the friend, we're in the laboratory conditions here.
Okay, friends. The rest, you will continue throughout the day. And for now, let's go back to the lesson.